topic of marriage and divorce. And we spoke and I gave you four reasons last week why marriages have problems. Number one, I told you it is because Christians refuse or neglect the rulership of God's word. Number two, because Christians allow satanic or ungodly influences in their marriages. And number three, I gave an example that people seeking advice from unbelievers concerning their marriage, concerning their wife, concerning their husband. What will an unbeliever advise you to do? Some of us are just strictly under the influence of our parents, family members influencing you. They tell you how to treat your wife. They tell you this, tell you that. And some of you will go, concerning your marriage, if you go to a false prophet using familiar spirits to find out what is happening in your home, what will he tell you? Number three, the reason why we family marriage problems, the reason, number three, is because the couples neglect their responsibilities. The woman, the wife, will leave the housekeeper to a house girl. And when you do that, you are tempting the Lord, your husband. And if the man fall, now you make him fall, sister. Again, you deny one another. And I gave you 1 Corinthians chapter 7, if you read it from verse 1 to 5, where Apostle Paul says you should not defraud one another. Except it is to give yourself time for fasting and prayer. And he said you should come back quickly so that you will avoid fornication. And number four, the reason Christians have family problems because we neglect the family altar. And among so many other reasons, family marriages are distressed. Several marriages are in distressful conditions now. What is the result? Some people have separated. There are Christian men and women that have separated from their husbands. And this separation, because the Bible does not permit divorce. So I call it separation. And you separate, some physically. That is, a pack go, he pack go. And some separate in the mind. You have already cast out, you have already deleted your husband's name, his phone number, his face, his voice, you deleted him out from your mind. But since the Bible says no divorce, we'll go there now. Stay for your room, I'll stay for my room. I know of a woman who told me, in the presence of my husband, for over 10 years, she said the husband called her, you prostitute, out of anger. The woman said, you call me prostitute. He said, from now, gate is closed for you. Forever. Married men know what I mean. The woman closed gate for 10 years. Your wife will not close gate for you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Human beings have hearts. Have heart. And I asked her, why? He said, the man called me prostitute now. So you cannot forgive him. So I want to show him. For 10 years, I am going to church. I am going there to pray. And I know the woman, she does deliverance. She conducts deliverance.
Amen. I hope later on she opened the gate. I don't know what happened.
Because of that, there are some people, the marriage is so distressed that they live, man and wife, husband and wife, live at home like hostile neighbors. You know what a hostile neighbor is? Yes, now. There are neighbors that you have. I beg, they go your way, and they go my way.
You have your bedroom, he has his bedroom.
He enters the kitchen, he cooks his food by himself. You cook for you and your children by yourself. When you wake up in the morning, no good morning, no good morning, nothing, nothing. And you're going to church, oh, the key there, the thing is concerned is that these people are claiming to be Christians. And some of them are sitting down here now.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Whatever distress, a distressful condition of your marriage is, there is solution in the Bible concerning every distress condition. If we read John chapter 2, hallelujah, the first two verses there, from verse 1, we know that is the marriage in Canaan, and it's a beautiful type of marriage. In that marriage, wedding ceremony at Cana, the Lord Jesus Christ was invited. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ was one of the guests. There's something I see in people's house. Jesus Christ is the something guest in this house, the silent listener to every conversation. And such distressed homes, they have that type of thing hanging there. Now Jesus Christ is the unseen guest, the silent listener to every conversation. He sees not only your conversation with your mouth, the one you have in your heart too, he sees it. He was in that feast, and the wine finished. What is the symbol of wine? Wine there, the alcohol in the wine, produces excitement. Therefore, wine in this illustration here is a type of how sweet the marriage is initially when you just contract that marriage. Oh, this is like heaven to me. I'm so glad I'm married to Clara. I'm married to Clara. Hey, I'm married. Hey, I'm so glad. Hallelujah. Every day when you wake up like this, you will look at this girl and say, Kai, this woman fine. Why she's still sleeping? You wake up before her. Hey, Father, I thank you for this woman. The wine is still sweet. Hallelujah. But after some time, that wine finished. You can imagine the confusion in that wedding ceremony. Now that the wine is finished, there will be tension. See, plenty guests here, and the wine is finished. Imagine the stress that the organizers of that feast will go through. Look at that confusion and come home and see the estate of a man and a wife that the wine has finished. When the wine is finished, it's very easy to know. When the wine is finished. When the wine was full before, sweet, very, very sweet. Honey, are you going out? I don't know. I want to go out, but I don't feel like going. Hey, will you go together? I should leave here before you reach bus stop. You don't phone them two times. Hello, hey, honey, hey, I just make me call. Are you okay? And say, okay, I'm okay. Amen. That is the wine is this sweet.
when the wine is finished,
hey, honey, are you going out? Waiting. The wine is finished. Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going out? Have you eaten today?
Mm.
Somebody that used to sit down and discuss before, all of a sudden, anytime you see your wife now, she says, "You are disturbing now. Carry this to children, go inside." Can't you see I'm meditating? The wine is finished. He entered the house, his face, boom. Brother, the home is specially packaged to take care of your potential. That is one importance of marriage, purpose of marriage. But if you have such a home that outside there, bus conductor abuse you, in your business place, they 419 you, bank is holding you, dragging you here, nothing, landlord is dragging you outside there, at least you should have a home that when you are coming, as you reach home like this, when you just see your wife, peace will come. But instead, as you step in there, the woman say, I was very worried, and you stay so long like this. The next thing is, give me chance. You are part of my problem. Amen. The wine is finished. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
But they need a solution. What did they do? Where did they go to look for solution? Where?
Do you know the story? Who did they go to meet for solution? Did they go to the in-law? Did they go to the papa? Did they go to their friends? Who do they go to? Is there anybody here? Your marriage is distressed. The wine has gone down.
And when they went, they wanted to go through Mary.
Hallelujah. No. Mary told them something. Go and meet him. Whatever he tells you to do. Hallelujah. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. And when they went and met Jesus, did he tell them what to do? When they did it, the wine that was now produced, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, it was now sweeter than the first wine.
If there's a married man around you, tell him now, if your marriage is distressed, there is hope.
Tell him. Tell him. Hey, as I talk now, some people say, sister, I say, for that man. that man. Maybe one man is saying, hey, that woman. This house woman, they preach. He never know who this campus where I'm at. Amen. Brother, any marriage, any woman that you see misbehaving to a man that married her.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yesterday, I was discussing with my wife at home on a lighter mood. And she was telling me some experiences where she went. She said she saw some women. Then she turned and looked at me. He said, you don't know how blessed you are that God gave you somebody like me for wife. She's trying to revenge because I have told her,
You don't know how you are blessed to have somebody like me for husband.
Well, she said, because she see the way some of them behave with their husband, talk to their husbands anyhow. And she's saying that she can't talk to her husband like that. So she's now saying her husband is blessed. Now, but I told her something. I said, if you see a woman talking anyhow to a man, it is either of these two reasons that is responsible for it. I said, number one, it is the man's fault. Because a woman is a product of what you have turned her into. That is the truth. A lot of actions the women put, they are just defense mechanisms to counter some of the stupid actions the men do. You come home and you have no regards for the woman. In the presence of the children, you talk to her anyhow. You go and the neighbors are hearing how you are using abusive language on her. You have no regards for her. And let me say, they give her better chop money. Because those who don't take care of their wives, they are those that get more, they impose themselves more on the women. They are those that demand more from the women. I have met a sister that came to me during the weekend for counseling. This is a man, had no job, has no house, has nothing. Now the woman, they work, they feed them. If you want to come out, now the woman will give her transport money. But here you see, beating this woman every day. How do you want that woman to react to that man? So, it is either the man is the one responsible that is making the woman behave like that, or the woman is a witch. It's a witch that will stand and want to manipulate her husband. The man is so nice, kind-hearted. But see, anytime he see the woman, fear will catch him. When the woman says, sit down, you go say, okay, ma. You go sit down. You're a witch. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And as many of you here that are here today, that will listen to what the Spirit of God is saying, that will allow this Bible to be the reference point for every matter in your homes. That's what I mean by going back to Jesus. After this marriage consecration that we shall do next Sunday here, make sure you come with your husbands, make sure you come with your wives. After that marriage dedication, the wine shall be restored. And it shall be sweeter than ever before. You believe it, sister, say amen. You believe it, brother, say amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because marriage is ordained by God. So then by God. Because in Genesis chapter 2, that is where the ordination took place. Verse 18. He says, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. He said, it is not good. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That a man should be alone. And God is full of wisdom. Any man that believes that he can do without a wife, you are trying to prove God wrong. Because God says it is not good. And when God says it is not good, he knows why it is not good. You need help. You need companionship. You need it. But now, so many of us don't even understand what this institution of marriage is all about. Remember,
The Old Testament, listen carefully, church. The Old Testament is a shadow of the New Testament. They are all shadows, pictures of what was coming ahead. The physical things, as I preached the gospel, I titled the gospel according to nature. That sermon I preached, gospel according to nature. If you've not got it, go get a copy. So also it is. As God instituted a marriage between a man and a woman, so also there is only a type of the real marriage that is going on in the spirit. And Apostle Paul brought it out clear in Ephesians chapter 5. Can we read it? Ephesians chapter 5. Hallelujah. I'm reading it from verse 22. Now you have to catch the revelation there. Look beyond a man and a woman, so that you will get the importance of marriage. From verse 22, he said, wives, this is Apostle Paul now, one of the most revelated apostles, and of course the apostle to the Gentiles, is our apostle. He said, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Can you see where he's bringing analogy now? That's the analogy coming. I read verse 23 again. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Amen. Now, I'm reading on again, verse 25. He came to the husbands. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. That he might do what? Sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to who? To who? To himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. From this scripture, you can understand why I say the woman is a product of what the husband has made of her. If Christ is the husband and the church, the wife, the bride, then he gives himself to sanctify it, cleanse it, so that he can present it, not to another person, but present it to himself. A glorious church without spots or blemish. To himself. What does he do? He takes time. What are we here today? It's Christ dressing the bride. By the word, each time a preacher comes to you, but the Holy Ghost is preparing you for himself, so that when he'll be coming to take you home, he is presenting a glorious church. So it's the responsibility of the man to produce the woman that will bring forth his glory. He'll be proud to show everybody. Not too many men can be proud to say, see my wife, that's my wife. That's my wife. That's my wife. How many of you can say, that's my wife? That's my wife. Hallelujah. You say, that's my wife. That's my wife. See the cloth where she wear. That's my wife. That's my wife. See the cloth where she wear. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's true now. That's my wife. That's my wife. See how lepa. Skinny, you think that it is nature. It's not nature. She's lepa. You have not been feeding her well.